The Great American Outdoors Act passed the Senate with solid bipartisan support this week. Among other things, the act intends to pay off the $12 billion maintenance backlog across our national parks. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports, a number of senators in our region weren't on board.
In addition to getting rid of the backlog, the act would also permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which preserves and acquires public land. Still, senators in Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah all voted no. Many were concerned that it wasn't paired with higher park fees and would increase the deficit. Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi talked about this on the Senate floor.
If we keep adding new mandatory spending without adding new revenue, Congress will be forced at some point to eliminate mandatory spending or get new funding streams that survive well into the future.
Others didn't like that the funding would include acquiring more federally owned public land, and some were disappointed the bill didn't include permanent funding for programs that help fund schools and projects in areas surrounded by public land. The bill now heads to the House before stopping on the president's desk. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.